All right, welcome in here on the Arkansas Prep Extra podcast as we get set for another week of high school football in Arkansas. Kate Carlton joined alongside Dade Olson on what's going to be a light week of games across the state this week.
This is a downside for the media when you have week zero, because a lot of teams are done, and so coming up with 10 games to watch and that kind of thing are a little tougher because they're just less games. So good for the coaches. I mean, you got teams like Bryan and some of those teams that they're done and now they've got a week off. I think that's how I would definitely do it if I was a coach. Play your three games and then have a week off before the conference. But you've got teams like Bentonville who are making trips out of state this week. They took the week off before. So we'll talk about them in a second, but yeah, light week, and then we'll get into it for real. And I think the thing to consider for all the fans is if things have gone the way you wanted them to, take that lightly, because you're 3-0 and that's great, but you got to win some conference games. And then if you're 0-3, don't worry about it. There's been plenty of 0-3 teams that have, or 1-2 teams that have gone on to win state championships. So you can definitely build your mettle during this time. That's what a lot of coaches do. They stack that non-conference schedule to prepare for the conference season. And that's what it's all about. And we'll be there next week already. It's kind of crazy to think we've already played this many weeks already.
Looking back at last week, a couple of the headlines that kind of stand out. Valley View was able to defeat West Memphis pretty decisively. Their first ever meeting, they now moved to 3-0 on the year. And then Bryant beats Parkview. So Levenue, number one of the state, it looks like.
Yeah, Valley View, really, you know, Budrow and Randy asked me on the morning show last week on Friday what one of the surprises was. And I think Valley View is a surprise, and maybe not that they're 3-0, but that it's been so decisive. You know, three blowouts. Hard to believe they haven't played West Memphis ever in football until now, but I guess when they started, they were smaller, and West Memphis was a bigger school, and now they've kind of caught up with them and where they can play them, and they're kind of catching West Memphis at a good time. West Memphis is down, so this is not the West Memphis of a few years ago. That might have been a tougher fight, but still a lot of credit goes to Sean Cockrell and the staff. I would say right now, definitely look like the team to beat in the 5A East. Of course, Harding Academy was a lot of people's pick. And we'll see. They've got a tough non-conference slate ahead. They've already played, you know, Marion, and lost them. Then they beat CAC, and now they've got Benton, which is going to be a tough game. I don't think that's a game they'll be favored in. I think Benton will be favored in that game. 6A team that's very good. Took Bryan into the fourth quarter. So, but Valley View, they've done all the right things in the non-conference. Now you can sit back for a week and get ready. And they've got Harding Academy, I think, in a couple weeks, which will be, you know, could be for the championship. So, Drew Gartman, baseball signing or committed, a state baseball star there, moves from receiver to quarterback. It's been seamless. He's been very good, and he replaces a three-year starter in Carson Turley and hasn't missed a beat. So a lot to be happy about if you're a Blazers fan at this point.
Okay. Continuing to take a look at some of the headlines.
Count it down if you would. Count it down.
All right. All right. In 3, 2, 1. Continuing to take a look at some of the headlines from last week, another thing that stood out, Boonville continuing to navigate through a tough non-conference slate. They finished the non-conference with a 3-0 record.
A defending champion who, and we've got a few of these that look like they're primed to win it again. And we'll talk about Prescott in a minute, but they're definitely a challenger. But Boonville has impressed me from the very beginning game with Poto, Oklahoma. 3-0, replaced Dax Goff, you know, not replaced him, but succeeded him with the guy named Lentz. And he's done a great job at running back. Jace Washburn, the quarterback. It's hard when you lose a guy like Goff. He's a 2A star, but looks like they've got enough guys returning that they've passed these hurdles, and they're going to be favored much of the conference season. play Charleston, their rival, late. With Charleston's had a pretty good non-conference season too, and we thought that those two would probably battle, but the Bearcats look to be a pretty good favorite to return and maybe win it again. We may have a rematch, which that may be the only conference that does have one, or a class. Could be Fayetteville Bryant in 7A2, but otherwise it's probably going to be different. So but wanted to mention them. I think that's a big feather in their cap to be 3-0 at this point. And you mentioned the rankings. So Bryant wins, and I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, but Bryant wins, so there's a new number one. Who is your number one?
I mean, Valley View's got a case to be number one in Northeast Arkansas. They're off to a 3-0 start. They've had a great year so far. Fayetteville is probably in that conversation as well. Greenwood too, but I don't know. I guess the Northeast Arkansas bias, you could put Valley View at one.
Well, Valley View definitely should move up. I mean, they're around 20, and I think that they're going to be a high mover, because there were some teams that lost in that pack, and so they should move up some. We haven't released this yet, but think we're going to go with Bryant at number one, and you beat the number one team. The thing that kind of complicates this whole thing is that with the week zero thing is Fayetteville was off, so they didn't play Texas High. I think it's fair to leave them at number two because they didn't play. And when you look at the strength of schedule, and now Greenwood is really banging the drum to be at least two, but and there is, on three, which is mostly known for recruiting, they do rankings. Okay, they have Greenwood, I think, at 43 in the nation, so it's a computer ranking. And whenever we release our computer rankings, people rip them because they're computer rankings. But then in this case, they're using computer rankings to state their case. But I think what you need to understand, if you're a Greenwood fan, is that this is the week, three of the season. So there's a lot of football to be played, and some of these teams are going to play each other at some point. Bryant and Fayetteville wouldn't until the playoffs, but I think if Greenwood keeps winning, the things are going to fall into where they may be number one. But the thing that kind of sticks out to me when you look at some of the teams that are involved in this is strength of schedule. So Bryant plays Benton, who is a decent 6A team. They're ranked around the top 10. They go to Missouri and they handle them. They handle Christian Brothers. Then they beat the number one ranked team. That's a pretty good schedule right there. Fayetteville is playing Cabot. They play, and which, is not as strong, but they came on the road. Then they play Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, probably having a little bit of a down year, but then they play Texas High, who is undefeated. It's a Texas school, so I'm going to give them some credit for that. You look at Greenwood's schedule, Bentonville West, who at the time probably looked to be the third team in the 7A West, maybe could argue for a second. They hung 70 points on them, and they haven't really been the same since then, except they, I think the third game they played pretty good, but they lost to Cabot after that. So, and then Northside, and then Harbor. So those are possibly playoff teams in that West, but not the premier teams. And then you look at, Bentonville, who is on the outlier, and they've moved down, but they play at Union, who in that on three ranking was number 13th in the nation, at I hear, losing in overtime, lose to Conway, who is right there, like at fourth place too. You can make an argument for them. And now Lee Summit North, and Conway plays Jonesboro, Bentonville, and Marion. So the teams that have the lesser schedule are going to be a little bit lower at this point, and I think that's fair. And guess what? If Fayetteville loses to Texas High, somebody else will probably move up. I mean, it's going to be that competitive. So Greenwood may not be where they want to be this week. I don't think the coaches give a rip about that. I really don't. And some of the
Right.
players might, the parents do. I can already tell that. But and the fans, but the parent, the coaches don't care. And you know, Greenwood is going to be a favorite in every game they play the rest of the season. And they play at Shiloh Christian to open the year, and that and Shiloh's a good team. They lost to Lincoln Christian, another strength of schedule type game, you know, playing a power over there. They lost by a couple of touchdowns, I think three touchdowns to be exact. But Greenwood will be a heavy favorite in that game. And that's not an indictment on Shiloh, but when you're hanging 70 points on 7A opponents and you've won the first three games, you've scored 60 plus points in those, then I don't know who in the 6A wouldn't be a three touchdown you know, dog. So anyway, that's gonna create a lot of talk this week, and I probably won't be very popular among some of the it's a lose-lose situation when you're doing these, because
Yeah.
everybody, especially when you've got at the top, you can make an argument for four or five teams, Kate. I mean, you mentioned those teams you mentioned, they all could be in Valley View. I mean, they were down there at 20, but you could make a case for them. I mean,
Yeah.
they up in at least in the top 10. So everybody wants to be ranked high. We do these because they are popular, but they are hard to do, because when you do an all class 25, you're doing a lot of mythical matchups in your mind, because Greenwood is not going to play these teams. And then Greenwood's going to say, "Well, yeah, but we beat Fayetteville in a scrimmage." Well, I've already kind of gone on record saying that I really don't care about that. I mean, Bryant led Camden Fairview 9-0 at the half. I mean, you know, with the reserve or with the starters. I mean, is Bryant a better team than Camden Fairview? Yes. You know, 9 points better, more, yes. But in that night, you know, they kind of dialed things down. They didn't open up the playbook, and you know, that's what happened. I mean, they weren't trying to win that game, you know. So it's fun to talk about. But anyway, check those rankings out. They'll be out by Tuesday, and I'm sure we'll get lots of comments.
All right, well, looking ahead to this week,
Yeah.
only a few games that we'll go over this week since it
Yeah.
is a lighter slate. I think only 40 something games are going to be played in total in the state
Yes.
of Arkansas
Yeah.
this week. So, anyways, first game I guess we can touch on is Bentonville traveling to take on Lee's Summit North.
Yeah, and this is a Kansas City Metro school. They have played routinely. Bentonville has teams in that Kansas City area. They've gone over into Kansas, into that metro part of it, the Johnson County section. But Lee Summit North is undefeated. I think they were pretty good last year. I mean, this is another really tough game for them, and it's on the road. So three non-conference games on the road, three. I mean, and that's where this goes into strength of schedule. I mean, are you going to undervalue Bentonville? I mean, are you going to say that they're no good because they're 0-3? Absolutely not. I mean, you've taken on big challenges, and they've played really, really well late in the game at Union. Did not play as well against Conway. So they're just looking to play better. And this is a team that, by the end of October, I think will be really good. And they have to sub in a lot of players. You know, they lost some key players, but you've got a guy running back by the name of Ficklin. You know, his brother played there, was and he's at Illinois State. You know, he guy ran for 100 yards against Bryant in the playoffs last year. Guys like that are going to blossom. And the three games here are only going to make them better. They've got a big game against Fayetteville. You know, if you win that game, you're probably going to be the conference champion. Now, Rogers is better. I think they're actually better than Bentonville West, but it is a top-heavy league. And so Fayetteville and Bentonville are pretty much fighting for that championship every year. And so if you can be ready for that game, which I think they will, they have a chance to win the league, even if they go up there and are 0-3.
Another matchup featuring an out-of-state school. This one in Arkansas, though, is Fayetteville host Texas High coming up this weekend.
Yeah, big game for them as far as the rankings go, which again, How important is that to them, to Casey Dick? I would submit it's not. It may be to the kids, but I mean, my thing would be, if you're number two in the state, why not win that and solidify that? I mean, you want to win the
Yeah.
game. So if you win that game, it's very, very much gonna keep you in that spot. And I think, Texas High lost two games last year. They're undefeated this year. I think they're, I don't know what class they are, maybe 5A. They're not the biggest class, I don't think. But known as a good program, this is a good strength of schedule game. This is a good game to test you when you are at the top of the heap in 7A, just like Bentonville. You need to play good teams, and you're gonna probably have to go out of state to do that some, because just like Bryant did, and you might get a Parkview or somebody, but we've seen how that's kind of a double-edged sword for Bryant. That's sort of a lose-lose thing. You win it, and then they say it's a 5A, you lose to a 5A. So it behooves you to play out of state, and they've done a good job of that. They've played most of their games with out of state teams. They played Conway, but or Bentonville has, but Fayetteville, really good team. Garrett Odom, a quarterback, has had a couple good games. Barry Odom's son, moving from Las Vegas. I look for them to play well in this at home. This is not just a big game here, but regionally, so a lot of eyes on them. I think they play well and have a good chance to win this and prove they are one of the best teams in the state.
Couple of in-state matchups this weekend to keep an eye on. We could start first with Hope going on the road to take on Prescott Friday night.
Prescott probably are a favorite in this game, probably heavily favorite, but I include it because it's a rivalry game, and sometimes you can throw the records out. And Prescott is super talented. Decurry Prater maybe is even better than I thought he was. The Tulsa commit, and maybe Tulsa getting a buy there, a value. A steal, because I think he is very athletic and has proven these games. They beat Salem, which was a tough 3A team to beat, and he's played really well at quarterback. He's a defensive back by trade, but subbed in there. Like I said earlier, they're probably, if they're not a 1A for 3A, they're 1B, a rematch. Everybody would love to see that. I think in the title game, Prescott feels like they got slided a little bit by some spots and the down markers and the with the officials, left a bad taste in their mouth. They'd love to get back there. I think they're a team on a mission, and I think they win this game. But one of the better rivalries in the in Southwest Arkansas, will be a good crowd and an electric atmosphere.
Last game, but we'll touch on this week. This is a battle of a couple of 2-0 teams this Friday night as Carlisle goes on the road to Desark.
A rivalry too in the Prairie. These teams, you've got Hazen and Desark, Carlisle. I don't think any of them really like each other too much. Hazen, Desark took care of Hazen. They play in that league up there in your neck of the woods with EPC and those guys.
Yeah.
Carlisle stays down here, so they play a non-conference game. This is kind of what we mentioned with Junction City, and Carlisle took care of them. But this is a playoff sort of like game. It's going to have that sort of atmosphere. That game was good, and the locals told me, if Hazen hadn't played that night against Desark, that there would have been a lot more people there. So I expect there to be more people at this game, kind of your casual fans. A lot of those people in those communities will kind of hop around. So I think this is going to be highly attended. And I was impressed with Carlisle. I was impressed with their offense. You got it, Tanksley at quarterback. This kid, he's, I think, 15 years old. He's a freshman. He's one of the top baseball recruits in Arkansas. Talked to him after the game. A lot of times you don't know what you're going to get when you talk to a freshman, but this guy, very mature for his age. One of their players was in the press box with us and said, he kind of started off slow, and he said, "Don't worry, he's gonna catch fire. He's just a little nervous, and he has been nervous in this first game, the first one he played." And he said, "It'll settle down." Well, sure enough, he did, and had a command of that huddle and did a good job. But this Desark's a great team too, and both these teams can make big runs. I think Carlisle, a lot of people expect them to get to the championship game, maybe win it. So a very good in a sea of not many great games, this one stands out, but it would stand out if there were 10 really, really good games. So if you're in this area, go to this one. It'll be a good one.
All right. Well, we mentioned light slate this week, but I know the rankings are going to be up on Tuesday. What else is coming up this week?
A lot of volleyball. Our libero's list will be out. That rounds out our positions. You can vote for, I think the top 25 player voting is over, but now we'll start voting for these positions. So check that out. The top 25 rankings will be out for volleyball, and the 25 performers list, the best performers this week. I feel like we do a good job of volleyball coverage. I think that's really appreciated in Northeast Arkansas, where the tradition is rich. But, like I've said, there are some outlets that cover volleyball well in their area. But as far as a statewide roundup of names and teams and rankings and stuff, I think we've cornered the market there, and Jeff Halpern's done a good job. So we appreciate the coaches. We can't do it without them. There's not really a hub. We're trying to become that hub. So appreciate them for all the feedback they give us and the stats, and there's going to be a lot of that this week, and also our 10 games to watch, our routine stuff of football, and don't forget about Athlete of the Week. There's several Northeast Arkansas. I say that because you're a Northeast Arkansas guy, and forget this is kind of a national, statewide podcast, but
Yeah.
everybody, we include everybody around the region in all classes and lots of sports. So check that out and see if your favorite athlete's on there.
All right. Well, next week, whenever we come back, we'll have a chance to get into some conference play, week one of
Yes.
conference play next week. So I know there'll be a lot of great games, and probably we'll go a little bit longer next week previewing
Absolutely.
some conference games. So,
Yes. Kane, thank you as always. I really appreciate you.
absolutely. All right. That'll do it for us this week. Again, as we mentioned, we'll be back next week. We'll put a bow on non-conference play and then get into some conference play talk next week. So until then, for Nate Olson, I'm Cade Carlton, and have a great week.